Let's take a look at Lab 6. All right, Lab 6 deals with the history of computer science. Now, this is a combination lab homework, so the questions are contained within here. And again, what you're going to be sending me here is a document, a Word document, or this could be a word process document. This is fine, because these are answers that have to be done here. And take a look. What this is as it says, if you open up Lab Homework 6, in this virtual laboratory, you will research a bit of the history of computer science. It's interesting. It's really a little bit interesting. History teaches you a lot of interesting things. And they're useful. You know, you learn the past to help you with the future. But it's interesting about the history of computer science. And yes, there are questions on the exam based on this laboratory. You'll learn about some of the players of the past. And you go all the way back to, for example, Pascal. And if you click on these links, you'll have a history about these people. As it says, Blaise Pascal is considered one of the forerunners of computer science because of his invention of a machine called the Pascaline. And they even show you a little picture. And they ask you a little about who was Pascal, when did he live, what was the purpose of the Pascaline. Anybody know who Pascal was? Anybody hear about that name in a different context, not computer science? Yeah. Mathematician, absolutely. Mathematician. Yeah, and there was even a programming language called Pascal. Okay, very simple programming language, but it was a mathematician of note. Yeah, okay, so you learn a little bit about his history and how it relates to computer science. And then, in the early 19th century, Jacquard invented a loom, a weaving loom. A loom. What in the world does that have to do with computer science? I don't know if I've mentioned it, but if you go down to Washington, D.C., to the Smithsonian, and you go to the American History Museum, and you go to the computer science section, and sure enough, there's a Jacquard loom there. What does it have to do with computer science? Yes. Don't answer. It's for homework. You want to answer? What?
I thought we were supposed to talk about that.
Well, what do you think? Tell me.
Well, because of the way the cards.
That's it. You know the answer. But I let everybody look it up and explore what the Jacquard loom has to do with computer science. Okay, absolutely. It's very interesting. Then there's Babbage. Charles Babbage is known as the father of the computer. And he tried to develop the difference engine and the analytical engine. So you take a look at what that's all about. How did Babbage envision the analytical engine? And then there's Lady Ada Lovelace, who was the first computer programmer. And you'll see the relationship between Lovelace and Babbage. There was a computer language called Ada. It's still around, not around, whatever. Ada, it was used for a little while. But Lady Ada Lovelace is the first programmer, and you'll find out why. And then Hollerith, 1884, Hollerith developed a punched card reader for, anybody know which company? Who did Hollerith work with? There's something called the Hollerith Code. Ask if it's Hollerith Code. The punch card reader, Hollerith worked for?
IBM.
IBM punch cards, right. And IBM stands for not computers. What does IBM stand for? International Business Machines. What did they make their money on? When did they get started? What?
Typewriters.
Well, typewriters was very big before. Yeah, that's true. But the back 1884, 1900, well, what did Hollerith help them with? Anybody know? Think about the 1900 census. The census. Counting how many people there were in the United States. All right, you'll get to read all about that. And how punch cards help them. Okay. Next, towards computers that we know. And that's early. That's the early stuff. That's way before the first computers were made. And towards computers as we know them. And you'll meet Alan Turing. Turing machines. Genius. Mathematician. Cryptographer. Worked for? Anybody know what he helped do? Alan Turing. I mean, he's maybe the father of computer science. Okay, in many ways different than Babbage, but really Turing did a lot more for computer science, modern computer science. I stored programming concept, artificial intelligence, how did he die? All right, and he worked for the British in World War II and helped break the German codes. He was a cryptographer, genius. And saved many, many lives by breaking the codes. Okay, that was a big thing, just breaking the Enigma machine and all that, and how they did that. If you've ever seen how that was done, that's wild. You learn about him. So he has a lot to do with computer science. and a lot to do with World War II. And you're welcome to read the information there. Then there's a virtual exhibit on ENIAC. ENIAC was one of the earliest modern computers. I think it was bigger than this room. Maybe bigger than two of these rooms, for all I know. They have part of it, like one fraction thereof, still kept in the Smithsonian. But you'll talk about ENIAC. And then the IEEE, the Institute of Electrical Electronic Engineers timeline. You will find answers to many of these questions, like the term debugging. When was it first used? Right? When you have a bug in your program, when your program doesn't work, you debug it. You know why? You learn about who coined that term. And you have to know the individual involved in coining that term. It's a woman. And she works for the Navy. And in the early days of programming, the programmers were not electronic. They were electromechanical. And actually the ones and zeros were by relays, opening and closing, opening and closing, opening and closing. And one day the computer was not working. And this admiral, she went to the machine and looked inside, and there was a bug stuck on the relay causing it not to close. All right, the relay had squished the bug, but the current couldn't flow. That bug is in the Smithsonian. And that's the term debugging. All right, you'll read about that. And then Ritchie and Thompson, they developed Unix. You'll see all about that. And various other things that you will look up. Then the modern era, and a little bit about Intel, the first microprocessors, and where we're headed to, Moore's Law, and then how the Internet got started with ARPANET back in 1969. The theory of the Internet was back in 1969, a long time ago. Okay, and you'll find some of the original people involved with the Internet. Very interesting how they were very bright people who developed this Internet. The protocol, we've spoken a little about IP, the Internet Protocol. And I just find that's one of the most amazing pieces of works ever done, because how long does a computer last? Right, how long does a computer last? You know, you get outdated in 2-3 years, and there's a new model, and you can't use your old model anymore because the software is not compatible, and so on and so on. IP was developed around 1980. Right, the whole Internet became into the thought process started in 1969, and IP was 10 years later, 1980. We came into being in about 1980, and it's still here. That's amazing. 28 years later, in the most modern of all technologies, and it's still here. Still here. Amazing. Just amazing. All right, a good piece of research, I guess you want to call it, and implementation. I know the people involved there, and it was a very, very nice piece of work that they did. Okay, any questions on that? So you have all these different things to work, you answer the questions, and you read them. Any questions on lab homework number 6? So that concludes the intro to homework number 6.